This is Jeffrey Bridges, executive producer of Pendant Productions, with the Audioverse Award nominee showcase clip for Seminar, a bi-monthly anthology show with no restrictions on genre. Ratings of featured shorts can span very G to hard R. This clip is from episode 80 and features the short Voicemails in the Apocalypse. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.
The following audio drama is rated R for Rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
Alice, am I interrupting?
Not at all. I'm just stargazing.
Can I ask why?
Well, with the rate that light travels, these stars lived and died long before we even got to see them. Makes me wonder what's out there.
You mean, you want to know where Earth is?
That's one question of hundreds I have. And one I'll never have answered if I don't figure out how to get back up there eventually.
But maybe you're better if we stay here.
What?
Alice, you don't know what's out there. It could be dangerous.
You don't know what it's like to have family or close friends. There's an entire ship full of people up there that I would love to see again. I promised them I'd come back. You don't give up on those people. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Zarash, I need you to play back another vignette for me.
Very well.
Please find me Voicemails from the Apocalypse.
This is Sergeant Gina D'Angelo. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. It's probably the end of the world or some crap and I'm out saving it. But maybe I'll call back if you leave your name and number.
Gina, answer your phone for once. The world is actually ending this time and having Marine for a sister is finally gonna pay off. Cause I would maybe like not to die, okay? Just answer your phone. Oh, wait, also, can I buy a gun if I'm not old enough to drink? Is that a thing? Do I have to buy a gun? Can I steal one? Or will I just get shot? Just call me back.
Please leave a message for
Jake D'Angelo.
After the beep. When you are finished, hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ugh, now whose turn is it not to answer the damn phone? Listen, ragazzo, don't bother with a gun if you don't have one yet. If you're not on your way out of Minneapolis yet, get out! Go up to Canada, as fast as you can. No one is watching the border right now. Take the 94 to the 29 and then keep going, straight past Winnipeg. None of the ships are further north than the 51st parallel, so you need to get above that. It's probably too cold for them or something. Numbers are good. So pack whoever you can into that stupid little car of yours and get going, okay? Call me back when you get this.
Jake, come on now.
Jake, watch the road. Watch the road. I'll talk to your sister. Just watch the road.
Fine.
Hello? Damn it. Gina, it's Kat, Jake's friend. We're trying to get to Canada, but they bombed the hell out of the highway. No way this car is making it off-road, so we're headed out toward you.
It's not like this is a terrible idea.
I've got the call, Jordan, okay? Anyway, right, we don't have another plan. It's crazy out here on the roads, and everyone is just driving everywhere. We saw a shootout with some cops earlier, and that freaked Jake out.
Kat!
I got this. Watch the road. Anyway, yeah, it did freak us all out some. Jordan has a gun, but we're afraid we might actually have to use it. Just not on the aliens. You know? Help us out here, Gina.
Do not come to Seattle. Got it? Find any way above the 51st. I don't care if you have to hike or steal horses or whatever. That might be safer anyway. And please tell me you picked an Eagle Scout to go with you or something. Someone who can survive out there. Anyway, gotta go. I'm not supposed to have my phone on me right now, but I'm not leaving it behind. Just go north. Be safe.
Sorry. I lost my phone under the seat for a while and didn't want to stop to dig it out. I hope you're okay, G. Anyway, we're having trouble finding gas. Like, all the places for the last 80 miles have been drained. We're in the middle of fucking North Dakota, in the middle of summer. We're stopping in Bismarck for the night where they have a motel, and maybe we can see the news? If they still have electricity. Please, let me know you're alive. Love you. The US government is officially out. Hey, I'm getting worried. I haven't heard from you all night. I need to know you're still alive out there. The news. They're saying they leveled Seattle. Jordan thinks he saw a broken space needle in one of the shots, and I don't know. You know all this already. I'm just worried for you. I'm worried you're gonna die, and I...
Jake! Take a look.
The alien ships have pulled away, and this is the first close, clear shot we've gotten of Seattle since the ships first descended over it 3 days ago. That rubble you're seeing on your screens... We have confirmation that that is in fact the downtown area, or what's left of it.
Please, call me. Please. We found a farmer who's gonna give us his gas. We think we can get a good way closer. Hopefully someone else along the way will have some gas too. I love you, G. Please, call me back.
Yeah, that's right. We're robbing you. Everybody just calm down, and nobody has to get...
Some guys just showed up in a truck with guns, and they're robbing a place. What are we supposed to do? Cat and Jordan are trying to force the bathroom window open so we can get out. We're on the second floor, so I don't think they've seen us yet. Okay, Jordan's waved me over, so hold on a sec. Crap, that was really loud. I'm gonna have to call you.
Hey!
Shit!
Hey, you! Get over here! Hey!
Ah! Jordan!
Go!
Damn it! You have the keys?
You still there, G? Jordan just got shot, and Cat hit the shooter with a car, and... Oh, God, I think he's... He's dead. Jordan's dead. He's dead, and...
Come on! Stop freaking talking to your sister and get in the car!
Jake, are you guys okay? Shit, Jordan! Oh, I liked him. Anyway, It's bad here. I don't even know how I have a cell signal right now. Hell, my screen cracked and I don't even care right now. You know how anal I am about that. Thanks for coming for me, you big idiot. Don't get yourself shot, okay? The ship's pulled away and we don't know where they're going. Hell, it's not like we've seen ground troops or anything. It's just been... bombing everything to dust. It's... Yeah. It's bad. We find dead people and almost dead people all the time. We're not fighting at all. Just rescuing. If we can. I'm not even sure what we're really doing here. Don't think anyone is. Rumor is they're gonna pull us out and let us go our own way. They told us to go home and make peace with our families. Enjoy whatever time we got left. What the hell?
What do you see, Michaels? Who is it? Do we have contact? I need some cover fire. Get down. Get those civilians out of the way. Keep moving. Come on, people. Let's get out of here.
Go! Get us out of here! It's not gonna get easier, Agatso. Be safe. See you soon. Love ya.
never going to sleep again. It's just Jordan over and over and over. When I finally fell asleep, I slept right through a call again. I didn't hear it ring or anything. Listen, my battery's almost dead, and they won't let me charge it here. We're too afraid to charge in the car. And we got a huge fight last night over whether that was a drain on gas to charge our phones. That's just charging from the battery, right? Something like that. I should know this stuff. I have a fucking Marine for a sister. Anyway, back up. Okay, what happened? Are you okay? Who was shooting you? Was it aliens? I need to know you're okay. Otherwise, Mom and Dad might come back from the grave just to kill me. Anyway, I'm gonna keep my phone off for 4 more hours. Till 9, in whatever time zone this is. Try to conserve some battery power. If you get this message, call me then.
Jake, it's 9. Answer the phone. Ah! Fuck this shit. We're safe now. Well, as safe as any of us can be. A few of the guys and I are gonna get into a truck and come your way. Just hold on in Butte. I'm coming for you. Where are you? We're almost to Montana, and I haven't heard from you in... however long. I don't know anymore. I don't care what you have to do, but get your phone charged and call me back, okay? I'm worried. Love you, Ragazzo.
Sorry I missed your call. I know it's been a few days, but my battery was dead. I thought I'd be fine, but where are you guys? You're close, right? We're outside of Butte somewhere. There's a giant oak or maple something tree here and a giant red barn. We're holed up in a farmhouse with other survivors. This one lady, she helped me change out my battery so I could call you. Anyway, where are you? I texted you the address right before I called, so hopefully you have GPS or a map or something. We're gonna stay here till you can find us. Please, tell me you're still alive. Love you. Got your text that said you're on your way. That was like 2 hours ago. You close yet? There's a lady here, Mrs. Wright, and she made enough dinner for you guys. It's a venison stew, because I guess deer are pretty easy to find out here or whatever. Pretty good, and... Oh, I see a truck. They're on the road. Is that you guys? Are you not answering your phone because you're right here and you want to surprise me? Like, really? Are you here? No. No.
To leave a callback number, press 5. Otherwise, hang up.
Hey, G. So... this sucks. Cat thinks the aliens followed you out here to find more resistance. That's why they blew up the farmhouse, too. We were so close, G. We almost made it. I'm sorry. It's kind of my fault. I know, you're gonna say it's not, and I guess maybe not. But it's hard. I miss you. I need you. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I need my big sister Marine, okay? But... I miss you. Well, let's hope I don't see you soon. Like 50 years. But it can't be that bad, right? Snow and moose and whatever. There's a few of us left. Me and Kat and some folks who were in the basement or outside when they came. We have my car and one other, and we're gonna go north to the 51st. Stick to your plan. We're gonna be fine, okay? We're gonna make it. Love you, G. Bye.
Both of those people were foolish. Their need for self-preservation probably would have saved themselves individually.
But you're missing the point. It's not about whether or not Jake or Gina could have survived alone. They couldn't survive without each other.
So you're suggesting that you want to have a mental break?
No, I'm just saying, people need the ones they care about. And I have people I care about back up there. People I intend to get back to one day.
You chose to leave with me. And now we're down here. You have us.
I know, but it's not the same.